Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, May 3rd of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you. As I like to say, wherever you're tuning in from, however you've tuned in, and it's great that you're listening, as I always say, however, wherever. And we're going to have a special guest here in a few minutes, and he's going to tell us about how Honduras went as she was out in Honduras, and it was a nice thing. My dad, he's going to India in about a week and a half, and so he'll be going there to minister in about a week and a half. He'll be leaving the United States from Chicago. But in the Great Commission. So you can find both. You can find in Mark 16 where it says, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I don't know how you preach to your dog or your cat or your other animals, because I don't know where there's salvation for them. In fact, I don't think there is salvation for your dog or cat. There is for people. And by the way, you can't take your dog or cat to heaven with you. And turns out I can't take my donut machine to heaven. Even though there'll be donuts there, can't take my... I won't be able to take my donut machine. That donut machine that I dream about, so I can just have my dream donut whenever I want it. Because I like... There are specific donuts that I dream about the most. Like, one of them has peanut butter one. There's other really good flavors, but peanut butter is one of my faves. Also, cookie dough. I actually had this Nutter Butter donut before. Doesn't Nutter Butter donut sound super good? I would say it does. But any minute, we'll have this special guest calling into the program, because I am going to interview her. I'm going to ask her some questions. So if you're listening, please call in, because I'm ready to have you calling in so that I can ask you those questions, so you can share your testimony
with us.
I'm going to call back. All right. I'm going to put it back on my headphones. I might try the headphones. Maybe that'll work. Check. Does this thing work? Does this thing work? So,
let me see.
Right, let me get your moments.
Can they hear me? Good. You can all, y'all can all hear me now? All right, good. Good. Now, so I'm going to ask you again, because now the listeners can hear this, so I understand you. So, hey, I understand you went to Honduras.
I did. Yes.
So, for 9 days, apparently.
Exactly 9 days.
Okay.
6 days ministry, and then 3 days vacation, enjoying the sights of the Caribbean Sea, all around Roatan, Honduras.
And I understand that around Roatan, there's people from the States that retire there, apparently.
A lot, and vacation there. Yes, there's a lot of Caribbean. Or, I'm sorry, there's a lot of cruises that come in to Roatan, 5-6 of them every week.
And I imagine some of them come from, like, your Floridas, maybe your Carolinas, maybe your, because I know a lot of cruises dock in Florida.
Yes.
Okay, so, about the ministry, so... What was some of the wild stuff you saw, some of the coolest stuff you saw in your ministering in Honduras?
A couple things. This one church, it's in West Bay, in an area where they have not had any water in that entire community for 9 months. And then the church prayed and fasted for 3 days, and the government... got behind them, and they are getting a well dug, and they just feel like that's a huge answer to prayer, to have water and septic and all of those things. One of the things that about Honduras is that you cannot flush toilet paper down the toilet. Paper is thrown away in trash cans. Yes. And people live in the dump. There's a large ministry that ministers to all the people who live in the dump, because that's how they get money to live. Honduras has a lot of, Roatan, Honduras has a lot of very poor people amongst the very, very rich.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, when you tell them about the love of Jesus Christ, that Jesus loves them, that they are important,
yep,
that the ladies should be respected, and that they are still worthy even though they are, have poverty, it's incredible how hungry they are for the truth. One of the things that's cool about being with Natalia is that every restaurant, every gas station, everywhere she goes, they know that she is a missionary. So they run to her car and ask her to pray for them.
Wow.
And so when I'm with her, she always says, Julie, let's pray for this person, this person, this person. And that's really cool.
What?
Went to a house of a man that this is the second time I met him. His name is Edgardo, and he is a non-speaking autistic man, and I was able to buy him a radio, and he was so excited. I mean, so excited to have a radio that he could hear things on.
That's,
never had one before.
That's a cool thing, because here in America, like, we just, you know, we find them and it's like, but not there.
No.
Because here in America, we think we just have it all, you know, here in America, here in this country, you know, we're blessed. So I see apparently you went, these two churches you went to, were they like similar churches to the ones you went to last time?
Yeah, one of them, you know, has, there was one man, but all the rest are ladies. And there's I think there's 17 ladies in that church, and they are just learning about the Holy Spirit. Most of them don't know how to read. They are very rivers. They dress up for church, and they jump all around the church. They just clap their hands. They're so happy to be in church. They just love it. In the night service, there's, you know, I don't know, 40, 45 people. And when I went last year, I came back and talked to our church about it. And then about that church and the needs there, and Living Word sent a group of men, and they poured concrete. Frank, Tyler, and Sydney, they went over and helped that church get a floor in it.
Wow.
So that when they cook food and things, the dust doesn't blow, so they can feed the hungry.
Because otherwise, of course, it will.
All the time, yes.
So, and then, you know, we talk about this Great Commission, where Jesus said, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And sometimes, you know, it means, you know, go to these other countries. Other times it can mean localized. Other times it can mean, you know, like through the means of online, like what I do.
Yes. So what was really cool, Rivers, is that I took 120 tracks, and I gave them, they were, you know, Spanish tracks. I gave them to the people that came to the church services to pass out to their community so that people could hear the gospel.
That is so cool. That is so cool because you know, the only thing we can take with us to heaven is people.
Like
I say, you can't take all this other stuff, but you can take people.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, an awesome thing. And so, So that other church you went to, though, the other church you went to was different from last year, right?
It's Episcopalian Church. They just, you know, heard of salvation, and then they heard of being filled with the Holy Spirit, and their priest, they have a male and female priest, their priest have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and the female priest is extremely, she's doing SMTI River, she's, you know, 100% in, which is wonderful.
That is so great to see. And if your listeners don't know what SMTI is, it's Supernatural Ministries Training Institute through Mark Barclay Ministries, which is, you know, the ministry that we're a part of, Mark Barclay Ministries. And it's a great thing. And so that's an awesome thing. What would you tell people who think that they're called to the ministry, but maybe they're not sure what they're called?
I would say, Rivers, one of the things that I've learned is that what your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. I think, you know, I wrote a book because God told me to.
Right.
But I started writing that book out of obedience, never knowing. I didn't know how to write a book. I speak for the right to life every time they let me because I'm drawn to it. God opens doors there. And I'll go to Honduras if God opens the doors. It's expensive. It costs money. It takes energy. You know, all of those things. But it's like if God gives you the opportunity, you run into it. You run. Saturday I'll, go to the church in Saginaw and do whatever they'll let me do to preach to speak to the ladies. And the minister, I think whether it's one soul that we meet, standing in line at a grocery store, or if it, wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, always praying, Jesus, use me.
And the truth,
Jesus.
And the truth is, every one of us has a call.
Yes. You know, Rev, I'll tell you this real quick. Like the call that you have on your life, you're doing the radio, and we're just constantly amazed at the people you're reaching.
What's
and this? You never know how many people you'll meet in heaven that was born again on your show, and that's why I think that every time you do a show, you should pray the sinner's prayer with people because it may be the only time that they ever have the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ in their heart.
Thank you. Because to be honest with you, because you may never know, even you may never know. And to all you other listeners who know Jesus, you may never and may see people, and you may notice and notice, they need Jesus. You may never know. Because I don't want them to go to hell.
No. Our neighbor here next door to our house, I would just lift my hand up and pray over the house every single day that they would find salvation. And then, two, 3 years later, when Biden became president, she sat down at her table and said, God, if you don't help me, I'm going to fall apart. And she said that after 2.5 hours of sitting there crying in fear, she met Jesus Christ, and peace filled her house. She asked him to come into her heart. And she said, I knew that you were praying for me.
Wow.
What if I would have never found out? What if we'd have moved and I would have never known? We never know. When we pray for people.
Well, you never know. You may never know.
Right.
I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to all you listeners. You may never know because God put someone on your path. There's a reason for that. Because
every opportunity to tell people.
Yes. So it was really good to have you on the show tonight. And I want to say I love you. And with this week being Mother's Day, I will say live on this program, even though it's not Mother's Day yet, I'll say happy early Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. you.
Okay. You're so welcome. Yep.
All right,
you have a good one. I love you so much. Miracle Man or whatever. Good night. Thank you so much. All right. All righty. So, let me just get my headphones back on so that we can get back to So that was some powerful stuff that we heard, and she is a powerful, my mom is a powerful woman of God, and I thank God for her, and who knows if she didn't give her life to Jesus, you know, just before she found out that she was pregnant for me, who knows? She could honestly have been messed up and then dead. And then I probably would have been dead, but thankfully I'm not. And I thank God for it. And about the commission, she was so right when she said that we all have a ministry, you know, to reach people, however that is. And so that was just a great thing that she allowed me to have her, that I allowed her to come on and to have the interview with me. All right. Now to get back to the program, I do want to say about the whole Mother's Day thing. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I do love my mother, and obviously our mothers are ultimately the ones who bring us into the world. They give birth to us. You know, fathers have their part, mothers have their part, and I've heard these commercials before where it says, you know, she told you to eat your vegetables. She also told you that beds are not trampolines. Did your mom ever tell you that, Emily, that beds weren't trampolines?
Yeah.
I got told that, too, from more than just my mother. And I heard one lady. She knew me and Ray were doing gymnastics when I was like 8. You know what she used to say? She used to say, that is not gymnastic equipment. And she would tell us both that, because both me and Ray would be jumping on it. And we thought it was, I don't know why we thought it was cool to do that, but we did. And, you've heard it once from your mother, you've heard it 1,000 times, as they say, and of course they're there for us when we need them. And if she's not there for you, she should be. So do something nice for your mother for Mother's Day, because after all, she brought you into the world. And I'll mention this again tomorrow. But tonight, just remind you of the regular House Things real quick. The first thing I want to remind you of is you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. And you heard what my mom told you. She did that in obedience to God. And it's a great book. The other thing I want to remind you about is you can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And as you sow your seed, I pray over that seed. As you sow your seed, I pray over that seed. I do. And it's not, I'm not just saying that. I mean it. And so, I just, you know, believe God that He'll bless you as you bless Him by sowing into the work of God. Amen and amen. Now, I'm going to get into a few songs, and then I'm going to get into the Word of the Lord for tonight, to what the Lord has for us. When I call on your name, you answer. When I fall, you are there by my side. You deliver me out of darkness. Now I stand in the hope of new life. By grace I'm free, you've rescued me. Now all I am is yours. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. Oh, I'm alive in you. You're my God and my firm foundation. It is you whom I trust at all times. I give glory and praise, adoration to my Savior who's seated on high. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. Yes, I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. Now I'm alive in you. When I call on your name, you answer. When I fall, you are there by my side. You deliver me out of darkness. When I stand in the hope of your life. By grace I'm free, you've rescued me. Now all I am is yours. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. I'm alive in you. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, the God who made me. I know that you will keep your promises. I'm calling on the God of Moses, who helped you part the sea, tore apart the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing now. Oh God, I need you. Oh God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of Mary, who's a river in the carry. I'm a Jesus angels with me. I'm calling on the God of David, who made the shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I got my own giants. Oh God, I need you. Oh God, oh how I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. Oh God, I need you. Oh God, oh how I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. You heard your children now, then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were the healer then, and you are healing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then, and you're providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You touched the lepers then. I touch, feel your touch right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are and you're providing. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, oh God, I need you. Oh God, oh how I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. oh God, I need you. Oh God, oh how I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be over your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living host. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the earth. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Oh, your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, that you are here with us. You are here with us. You're here. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord, that you are here ministering to us right now. Thank you for what you are, for who you are to us. That you are just making a way when it seems that there is no way. You're always providing one. And I thank you that for this time we have to study your word tonight, that you will reveal things to us tonight. Thank you that you are the God that heals, the God that saves, the God that delivers, the God that sets us free. And you know what we have need of even when we don't. And I just thank you, Master, that you are. That you are helping us right there. And so thank you that you're healing us right now, that you are strengthening us, our minds, our bodies, that you're healing relationships. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And now, Master, I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program right now. And I thank you, Master, that you are, that you will do it for us. In your name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says that I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of John 15. Hallelujah. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us tonight. I'm going to begin with verse 1. John 15:1, NIV. These are red letters, so that means Jesus is speaking. I am the vine, the true vine, he says. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, my words remain in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is by my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. There's that if again. There's ifs all over your Bible. If. Says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. 18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember these words that I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name. For they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles. Yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. You also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills and will think that he is offering a service to God, they will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Verse 5 of 16. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things. You are filled with grief, but I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to men from taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and will make it known to you. In a little while, you will see me no more. Then after a little while, you will see me. Verse 17. Some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while, you will see me no more, and then, after a little while longer, you will see me? Not because I am going to the Father, they kept asking. What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I mean, what I meant when I said, a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me? I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again. You will rejoice. No one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive. Your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but I will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you ask in my name, I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and entered the world. Now, I'm leaving the world, and I'm going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. And believe at last. You believe at last, Jesus answered, for the time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, then me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Oh, so you see here, Jesus is talking about, so if Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. And he cuts out all the branches that are not bearing good fruit. So the question could be, what are you producing? Are you producing good fruit or are you producing bad fruit? Like, what are you doing for God? What are you sowing? And multiple times I can think of where Jesus says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. He also says, you know, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. He also talks, another thing he talks about is there is a commandment. Jesus gives a commandment that you love one another so that you can have joy. Maybe if you don't have joy, maybe it could be because you're not loving. I mean, it should make sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, then why? Because you have hate. You can't exactly have, you know, good joy when you hate people. Because it doesn't mean you're going to like everybody by any means. Because you don't, because nobody likes everybody. Nobody does. He, and later he's talking to his disciples and he's telling them, you know, a time is going to come, you're not going to see me anymore. And he explains, you know, if I don't go away, the counselor can't come. And he also says, you know, when I leave, you will see me again, but for a while you won't see me. And he says, there'll be a time where you'll ask in my name, and the Father will give you what you ask for. Folks, that's how we get to ask, believe God for things. In the name of Jesus, and then we receive. what we're believing for, like healing in your bodies, for example. Now, why is it that some people will have a certain disease in their body, some will get healed, others that might be the same age or whatever, they might be the same age even, they will go on to be with the Lord. The answer to that is, sometimes we just don't know why. Some people don't just get it. Boom. And others do. Because after all, you see, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Ways that we don't know on the earth. And I've been believing him for a long time, but I haven't given up. I haven't given up the faith. I continue to just believe and trust and obey and do what he tells me. And I'm faithful to him. I just know that I'm going to receive what I'm believing for in his name. I just know that I am going to receive those things that I have believed for in his name. And I truly believe that. And I don't see any reason not to believe it. I don't see any reason not to believe what he's going to do. And so, there's something that I want to mention to you. So, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it's a perfect time to give your life to Jesus. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You say, what does shun mean? Turn away. And I don't want to see you make hell. I don't want to see you end up in hell. I want to see you make heaven. This is the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. And I want to make sure that you know my Jesus. If you don't know him, I want to give you a chance to ask my Jesus into your life, into your heart. And he's calling you. He calls you. There's three kinds of people tune in. One person, there could be three kinds of people listening. One kind is the person who does not know Jesus at all. There's a second who has never ask Jesus into their life, into their heart at all. For you, you need to ask Jesus into your heart in order for you to make heaven. The second kind of person is the one who has asked Jesus into their heart, but they haven't been living right. Maybe they even ran away. You can come home right now. By home, I mean back to God right now and get right with God. The third kind of person is that righteous sheep who have stayed in the fold and have just been obedient to the things of God and have just done exactly the best of his ability, what he's called you to do. So, I want to lead you in a confession. And even if you know him, make this confession as if you're asking him into your life for the first time. It only takes a few seconds. It's painless. Doesn't hurt a bit. But it changes eternity. But you know what else? It doesn't cost you any money either. Heavenly Father, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to fix me, to change me. I ask you to show me who you want me to be. I do not want to live for myself anymore. Teach me how to walk with you, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And you know, when you give your life to Jesus, when someone gives their life to Jesus, the angels in heaven throw a party. Man. And you know what else? God is so happy to have you in his kingdom. And if you come back home, it's so great that you're back in the kingdom of God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we will have love one for another, as we should. Thank you, Lord, that we would not be that bad fruit, that we would be the good fruit that we're supposed to be, that we bring people into your kingdom as you want us to, as you call us to. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.